Today's daf is Mayakotan daf Yud Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah, 8 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus before Shalema, for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Rafal Kas ben Fega, Baruch ben Rachel, Chaya Malka bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel, Bas Rochel Shendel, Chayesara Bas Esther, Meira Chava Bas Shoshana, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Rezel Bas Yehuda, Esther Bas Chayim, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Sholem Ben Yisachar Tzvi. So we're holding at the last daf of the second perek of Masechtas Mayakotan. It's the last daf before we begin the third and final and famous perek Ve'elo Megalchen, and the daf is going to continue with the theme of really the first two prakim of the Masechta, and that is when it's permitted and when it's prohibited to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. It says the Mishnah, Machnis Adam Peiroisav Mipnei HaGanavim. If a person has fruit out in his field, then he's worried that people are going to come and they're going to steal it. So the halacha is he's allowed to bring the fruit inside his house. Additionally, V'shoyla Pishtani Min HaMishra, a person's allowed to take his flax out of the body of water where it's soaking, Bishvil Shalai Tovet, so that it shouldn't get lost. However, ubilvat shlo yicham inas malachta b'moed. He just has to make sure, a theme that we've seen already a few times, not to purposely delay and push off doing these things for Chol HaMoed. So there are things you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed if it just so happens that it's necessary to do it on Chol HaMoed. But if you're going to go to Katchila and you're going to plan to do these things on Chol HaMoed, that's not okay. Says the Mishnah, v'kulon sh'im kivnu malachtam b'moed, Yoivtu. What happens if a person violates this halacha? What if a person decides that he has peiros that he has to bring in from his field, he has pishton that he has to take out of his yoira, and he decides that when is he going to do it? He's going to do it on Chol HaMoed. So he wasn't allowed to do it. If he doesn't, we give him a penalty. The penalty is that he's going to lose it. We're going to confiscate it. So these are things that he's not going to be able to have. Says the Gemara, referring back to the first halacha in the Mishnah. Machnis Adam Peirosav, Mepnei HaGanavim. A person's allowed to take peiros, he's allowed to bring it inside his house. The Bryce, however, elaborated on this point and said, you have to make sure you have to do it shtilahet, meaning try to do it when nobody's looking. Don't do it in a very public forum because it's not yontif. You want to do it, that's fine, but you have to do it bitzinah. Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says, habali kshuria. Rabbi Yosef had beams, wood, that were outside in the field, and he brought them in during the day. Amalei Abaya. So whenever there's Rav Yosef, there's Abaya. So Abaya told Rav Yosef, Atanya, we learned in a Braisa, Ubilvad Sheyachnisein Betzina B'toich Beisai. It didn't say it in the Mishnah, but it said it in the Braisa. So Abaya told Rav Yosef, Rebbe, how are you allowed to do this during the day? Doesn't the Braisa say that this is something that has to be done Davke Betzina Amalei? So Rav Yosef told Abaya, Tzina Dahani Yemamahu, that if you're going to bring beams in, B'derech Tznius, it's just as tzniastic to do it during the day as it is to do it during the night. Why? Because given the belayla by Gavri Yisrael, if you're going to do it at night, number one, you're going to need more people. Not just that, ubo meduchri denura, and you're going to need torches, you're going to need fire, optional, so it's going to end up making a big tumult. So you're right, doing it during the day has its cons. Doing it at night is also going to have its cons. So although it's true in halacha, you're supposed to be sensitive to do it, but there's no maila of doing it at night versus doing it during the day. And Rabbi Yisrael said it was more convenient for me to do it during the day, and that's why he ended up doing during the day. So the first halacha of the Mishnah discuss machnis adam peirosav. A person is allowed to take peiros into his house only in mipnei haganavim, and even then you have to be sensitive. You have to do it betzina. You can't do it in a way where it's going to be. But for Hesia, you also can't be mechaven to make sure that you're going to plan to do it on Chol HaMoed. So the truth is, what's this issue of bringing peiros into your house? Which one of the Lamatas Malachas is it? We keep on saying that really the backdrop of the entire beginning of the Masechta is that there's an issa to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. What's Malacha? Whatever Malacha is on Shabbos, or more accurately, whatever Malacha is on Yontif, that's what the definition of Malacha is going to be on Chol HaMoed. There's a Malacha to bring Peiros into your house, L'churanat, the Teretz is, and this is also something we've seen several times, but it's worth mentioning it again because it's really one of the principles of Masechta's Ma'akan, and that is that in addition to Isurei melacha on Chol HaMoed, you're also not allowed to do things where it involves tircha. So for example, just like we saw in the very, very first Mishnah, that where Chazal allowed you to do melacha, but if it involves tircha yaseir, it's not okay. Sometimes you find that even if something's not a melacha at all, but if it involves tircha yaseir, it's not going to be okay. So for a person to take peiros into his house, it involves a certain level of tircha that even though it doesn't involve melacha, still Chazal didn't want us to do it, stating that it's okay. However, with the caveat that you have to do it bitzina, additional caveat, you have to make sure that you're not going to be mechaven to do it lekatchila on Chol HaMoed. V'shoyla pishtone min ha-mishra v'chulu. So again, the last line of the Mishnah was that there are things that you're allowed to do with the Yevon HaChol HaMoed, but lekatchila, to plan and to set your schedule to do these things on Chol HaMoed, that's not okay. And then the Mishnah ended with a little bit of a chiddush. The kulon in kivnu melachta b'moed yoivt. In the event that a person violates this principle, there's a knas. This is obviously rabbinic in nature, but the rabbanon have the ability to do this, hefker bez and hefker, they could do whatever they want, and they decided that in this instance, we're going to force you to pay a knas. What's the knas going to be? We're going to confiscate whatever it is. So if you brought peiros into your house and you plan to do it on Chol HaMoed, it doesn't matter what your cheshbon was, we're taking it away. You took pishton from the mishra on Chol HaMoed and you plan to do it on Chol HaMoed, we don't care. The halach is, we're going to take it away from you. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asks Rabbi Zeir a question. So just two things in terms of just klolei ha-Talmud. Number one, Rabbi Yirmiyah was a Talmud of Rabbi Zeir. We just had that recently. Rabbi Zeir referred to Rabbi Yirmiyah as Yirmiyah Bri. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was a Talmud of Rabbi Zeir, and that's why Rabbi Yirmiyah is like a Talmud who's asking his Rabbi a question. Additionally, Rabbi Yirmiyah is famous throughout Shas for asking shaylas. Not just asking shaylas, but asking shaylas that sometimes Chazal had a very difficult time understanding. In fact, the Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra in the second parak tells a story that Rabbi Yirmiyah was asking the Chachamim questions that they were finding so challenging that they were so frustrated that they told Rabbi Yirmiyah he has to leave Beis Medrash. Either way, says the Gemara, Baimene Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyah learned this Mishnah and he said, Rebbe, Rabbi Zeira, Chabashaylo, Kiva Malachta B'moyed, Umeis. What happens if a person made up his mind that he's going to do this Malach on Chol HaMoed and then he ended up dying? So what's the Shailo? Maushi Kansu Banav Achrov. Do we cancel the children or do we not? The Mishnah says if someone was mechavim alach to Chol HaMoed, so that alach is yavdu, we take it away from him. Okay, so now the father was the one that violated this derabanan. The father's not alive anymore. So if we're going to follow through with the knas, who's going to be the victim of the knas? Who's the one that's going to lose that? It's the children. But the children never did anything wrong. So that was Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. Meaning, what's the shayla? Lomdisha terms, is the knas on the gavra or is the knas on the cheftza? Is the knas on the person? The person's the father. The father's not alive anymore. So why should we make the knas? Or is the knas on the cheftza? This thing is gekanset, if that's a word. Okay, so what's the difference if it's the father or the children? At the end of the day, we need to right now confiscate these items, and as a result, we would take it away. So Rabbi Yirmiyah told Rabbi Zeira that really, I know there's some precedent for this, and I want to preface my shayla with an acknowledgement of two different cases where you actually find something similar, but at the same time, Rimi Yatar Rabzeir, I don't think it's a tzushtal. So he said like this, Imtim Tzolaymar, I know the halach is that Tzoram Oizim Bechar Kansu B'noyach. So the halach is that if somebody has a Bechar, he has a firstborn animal, so what's the halach with a firstborn animal? You have to give it to a Kayin. Now what happens once the Kayin gets it? So if it's a Tam, if it's an animal that doesn't have a mum, it's an animal that's right to be born as a carbon, he has to bring it as a carbon. If however it would have a mum, so then the halach is he'd be able to treat it as if it's Psuli HaMikdashim, he'd be able to treat it to a very large degree as if it's chulin. It's interesting, the Kohanim were actually financially incentivized for their Bechar to have a wink wink mum, because if it would have a mum, so now it doesn't have to be brought as a carbon anymore, and as a result it's something that they'd be able to keep for themselves. And they were actually chashed, they used to do this sometimes, and that's why the Gemara says Kohanim were not allowed to paskin shailas when it came to the laws of mumin and Bechairis, simply because they were chashed in this whole area of halacha. This was something that they themselves used to consistently violate. Now the halacha is, if someone's ever caught actually giving a bechayra mum, we take it away from him. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said like this, Imtim Tzolayman, if the halacha is tzarem oizim bechar kansu b'nai achirav, that if you have a father who had a bechar and he gave it a mum because he was financially incentivized to do so, and then he died. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, if the halacha is, if we're going to accept for this conversation, that the Bechara will be confiscated even from the son, I could argue it's not a Tzush Tatamai Shaila. Because over there, Mishum Disura De Raisa. To give a Bechara a Mum is an Issa De Raisa. It says in the Torah of a Chol Mum La Yehabai, even Grama's Aser when it comes to being Matul Mum Bekachem. So very, very Chamor Indian, it comes up in Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Right, to be Matul Mum Bekachem is a very, very intense halacha. And it's for that reason, it's an Issa De Raisa, a very Chamor Issa De Raisa. And I understand why they'd be Banavachrav, not a tzushtalta. This halacha, somebody pushes off doing work for chalamayit. I hear it's not on the same level as being matam on bekachim. Additionally, there's another precedent. The halacha is if somebody has an eved kanani and he sells it to a guy, so there's a knas. The knas is you have to buy it back. The Mishnah says in Masechta is getting not only you have to buy it back, but you have to pay 100 times what it is you sold it for. If that's what it is, it's a knas. The reason they canceled the person is because an Eved Kanani has a din of a Yisrael b'miktsas, lo lo mi'ishi yischayven, all mitzvahs that a woman's chayven, and as a result, if you're going to sell this Eved Kanani now to a guy, there's no way he's going to be shomer Torah mitzvahs. He's working for a guy, he's living by a guy, he doesn't have the ability to do the mitzvahs that he's obligated to doing, so we canceled the person and we require him to buy back this slave, even if it means paying a ridiculous amount of money. So there too, what would be the halach if somebody sold an Eved Kanani to a guy, and then he died? So Rabbi Yirmiyah said that in Tim Tzolaymar, the halacha would be Kansu B'nai Acharov, I would say that it's not a Tushtel to this either. Meaning, over there we cancel this HaMishom D'chol Yoyim HaMafgalei Mimitzvahs. There's a Svara, because at the end of the day, the reason we're wanting this person to buy back this Eved Kanani is because there's a clear and present danger. Every single day that passes, this person has the opportunity to live like a Yid, and he's not living like a Yid. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said that even if the halacha in those cases would be Kansu B'nai Acharov, I don't think it's a Tushtel over here. I don't think being Matom Mum B'bchar is a Tushtel, because that's the rice I'm dealing with at the Rabban. I don't think someone that tells an Eved Kanani to a guy is a Tzushta, because there, every single day, Nebuch, what's going on? That's not the case over here. The person violated halacha one time. We want to cancel him. So maybe we cancel the father. We don't cancel the son. So what's the shaylos? He said, "Behachamai." And what are the two tzadim? Like we spoke, a gavra kanes rabban of alessa. Is the knas on the gavra? It's on the person. The person died. He's not alive anymore. Or maybe the knas is on the heft. It's on the money. And the money's over here. Amaleis. Rab Zera told Rab Yirmiyah, "I hear the shaylos. I like the way you worked it through with the case of Bukhar and the case of selling an Eved Kanani to a guy. But the bottom line is tenisua." I have a raya from a Mishnah in Seyed Ezraim, Mesech Deshviyas, it's Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah over there is discussing someone that did work in his field on Shemitah when he really wasn't allowed to do work. Somebody had thorns inside his field, and he cleaned out the field from the thorns. Now, it's not something he's allowed to do. In fact, it was mentioned in the Gemara, in the Klal Prat Klal, in the beginning of the Mesech, on the Gimel Amar Aleph, as one of the things a person is not allowed to do on Shemitah. It's not Asa Midei Raisa, Midei Raisa, there's very few things that are Aser, but it is Aser Midei Rabbanan. So this person violated Midei Rabbanan, and he cleaned out a field on Shemitah. So the halacha is, Tizra L'maytzai Shviyas. Even though he violated halacha, we don't confiscate the field, but year after Shviyas, you can plant your field, you can do what you want. Netayva or Nedaira. If, however, he did something a little bit more significant, he fertilized the field on Shemitah, Loi Tizra L'maytzai Shviyas. We confiscate the field. Rabbi Yitzhak Reb Chanina, Rabbi Yitzhak Reb Chanina said, Niktina, we have a Mesoira. Hey, Tiva, what would be if a person, he bettered the field. He fertilized the field. Umesan, he died. Benoy Zaira, the son himself would not be confiscated. He would be able to plant the field the following year. Almas Reb Zaira said, what do you see from here? Lididei Kansu Rabbanan. Liberate like Kansu Rabbanan. We're dealing with a Knast Rabbanan. We canceled the father. We canceled the Gavra. We didn't cancel the field. We didn't cancel the Heftza. And as a result, it's not something that's going to transfer over to the children. Achanami says, so too over here. Lididei Kansu Rabbanan. Liberate like Kansu Rabbanan. Makes sense that the Knast should be for the father. It shouldn't be for the son. I'm Rabbaya. Abayu said, Katina have another. The riot to this. Time tairos. The halach is if someone is metama, somebody else is tairos. So you have a person who's oichel tairos, betahira, and now somebody else goes along and he's metame. The halach is he has to pay a knas. What happens with mace if the person dies? The son doesn't have to pay the knas. My time, what's the reason? Because really, even though you are metama, somebody else's tairos, it's not a real hezek. Meaning it's not bava kama 101. You would say, why not? It was tahar, now you made a tame. Based on the halacha, that hezek she'enoi nikker, loish mei hezek. Because the only time something is called a real hezek is if you can see the hezek, you can touch it, you can feel it, you can smell it. But if it's not a tangible hezek, something went from the tahar to tame, it's what's known as a hezek sheinei nikar, and hezek sheinei nikar is loy shmei hezek. Now hezek sheinei nikar loy shmei hezek, stating that the chacham gave a knas. V'didei kanser rabbanan, Abaye said we only kanser the father. The brei loy kanser rabbanan, we didn't kanser the son. So again, what do you see from these two cases? That when it comes to knas, we kanser the gavra, the father. We don't kanser the son. So bottom line, we had a shaila. What would be if somebody pushes off work to do on chol hamoed? So the chazal said the kulon in kivnu melachdam b'moyed alach is yoivdu. We confiscate the malacha that the person did. A person has no right, even though so many times you're allowed to do malacha chol hamoed, but you're never allowed to push it off a chol hamoed. That's not something you're allowed to do. We would confiscate it. Rabbi Yirmiyah came with a classic Rabbi Yirmiyah shayla. What would be if a person pushed off the work and then he died? So do we cancel the child? Do we not cancel the child? What are the two tzadim? Is the knas on the gavra? Then it's only on the father, not on the child. Or is it on the chetza? So right now the child yarshined it, so he has to yarshin the liabilities as well. He has to yarshin the knas. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said right away, don't shtelzu the case of Bechar, where you find a similar scenario, that's the Raisa. Don't shtelzu someone that's meicher evet kanani to a guy, because there, every single day, there's a churban going on. And as a result, not a tzushtal either. You would have to shtelzu a case of it. The Rabban and the Gemara had two such tzushtals. One tzushtal was if somebody works the field on Shemitah, he works the field in a way where it's only us and the Rabbanon. That law is they cancel, he's not allowed to work the field the following year, but they only cancel the father, not the son. Clara right, that when it comes to Knas the Rabbanon, we cancel the Gavra, not the Chefza. The second was, if someone's Mitame, someone's Tyrus, being that Hezek Sheinei Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek, it's not a real Hezek, all it is a Knas there too. So what would be if someone did and then he died? Would the Knas now go over the Yerusha to the child? Abaye said no. So you have two Rayas that when it comes to such Knosses, it's on the Gavra, not the Chefza. That's Rab Zeira told Rabbi Yirmiyah, Gishmak Yishayla, but that's the answer. The answer is the knas is on the father, the knas is not on the son. Another Mishnah related to doing different types of work and tircha on chol hamoed. Ein loichem batim avadim ubehema el tzairach moed. You're not allowed to purchase on chol hamoed houses, slaves, or animals unless you're doing the tzairach moed. And this is the first time we have this, tzairach hamoicher she'ein loy mayoicha. So in the event that the moicher has nothing to eat, so this moicher right now, he needs food in order for him to be able to support his family. You the lekeach, you don't really have to buy this tzairach moed. There's no davar avit cheshbon going on over here. You're not buying it for the rabbin. It's not something that you need for Yontif, but Pasha to help a Yid, so he'll have what he needs for Yontif. So if you're doing it, L'tzayrach ha-moicher she'en la-mayoichal, the halach is, this is something that you'd be allowed to do. So this Gemara begins with an Ibai as well. Boy, minei Rav mi Rav Nachman. Rav asks Rav Nachman the following question. Schar pu'ulo she'en la-mayoichal ma. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to buy something from a moicher she'en la-mayoichal. What about a very, very similar case? Not the same, but eerily similar. You want to hire somebody to do work for you. Chamoed, can't have your geschäft going. Yeah, but this person is a poyol she'in lo mayoicha. So can I hire him or can I not hire him? The Mishnah says you can buy from a moicher she'in lo mayoicha. What about a poyol she'in lo mayoicha? Again, very, very similar, but it's not mamish the same thing. And that was Rav Shaila. Amalesi told him, Tanina, I think it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to buy batim avadim and behema letzayrach moed, oi letzayrach hamoicher she'en lei mayoicha. So his question was, in the Mishnah it says, oi letzayrach hamoicher she'en lei mayoicha, lasuye mai. There's something extra over here. So what's extra? What's extra is that l'chura, if the reason the person is buying it, letzayrach, if the Mishnah just means to say that if the moicher is en lei mayoicha, you're allowed to buy it from the moicher, so the way Rashi explains the Gemara Shaila, it should be included in Litzayrach HaMayed. Because even though it's not Litzayrach Yom Mayed, but it's Litzayrach Is Mayed. So really, every Moicha She'en Lai Mayoichal is Litzayrach HaMayed. So when the Mishnah says, Ein Loichem Batam Avadam Heime El Litzayrach HaMayed, L'chur included in that is a Moicha She'en Lai Mayoichal. So if that's the case, why does the Mishnah have to say, again, explicitly, it seems to be superfluous when the Mishnah utters Oy Litzayrach HaMayecha She'en Lai Mayoicha. So must be it's coming to be marba something. Lasuye Mai, Lav Lasuye is Schar Pula. Probably it's coming to be marba Schar Pula. That also a Poyol She'en Lai Mayoicha you'd be allowed to hire. Amalei said, no, Loy, Ferushe, Kam Mefarish. Lav Dafka. You know, it's not Muchach to make such a dig. Maybe the Mishnah is just being Mefarish. I mean, at the beginning of the Mishnah says you're allowed to buy Litzayrach HaMayed. And now the Mishnah is explaining, what does it mean Litzayrach HaMayed? Either you need it, that's the more obvious example of Litzayrach HaMayed, or you don't need it. But the Meicher needs the money, that would also be considered Litzayrach HaMayed. You can't tell me that it's extra in the Mishnah. There is a tzad chiddush in the Mishnah that you can argue the Mishnah had to say it, and it's for that reason, if you're basing your raya to this halacha on the diuk that the Mishnah didn't have to say it, It's not true. Eisvei Abaye. So Abaye asked the kasha. Ein koisvin shtari choyv amoy. You're not allowed to write a shtar choyv amoy. So if there was a loan that took place, you're not allowed to document it. You're not allowed to write on chol amoy. The minim aminoy. But let's say the malva doesn't trust the loiva. Oy she'in le mayoichal. Or if he poshet needs food, hareze yichtav. Then the halach is he's allowed to write. So the gemara says she'in le mayoichal asu yemay. Where does she'in le mayoichal fall in over here? Meaning we're talking about a choyv. A loan that took place. Really, a loan shouldn't take place. So why is the loan taking place? Probably because, I don't know, there's a heter for you to go ahead and do it. So what do you mean? You're allowed to write the shtar choyv if he doesn't trust him. That I understand. Or she'in le mayoichal. She'in le mayoichal for sure is superfluous over here. She'in le mayoichal is the reason for you to go be able to write the loan. That's the reason for you to be able to do the loan. So what's the oy she'in le mayoichal? My love, last week is char pula. Must be it's coming to be marba something. You know it's coming to be marba. That just like you're allowed to borrow money if you ain't le mayoichal, and you're allowed to buy something from a moicha she'in le mayoichal. So you're allowed to hire a worker she'in le mayoichal. Shmam, you know that's the right. Says the Gemara. If that's true, meaning we just came up with a chiddush. We said a new exception to the rule. We knew this already because we mentioned this in the introduction already to the Masechta. That if there's a poil she'in le mayoichal, the halach is he's allowed to do malacha. So this is a very very big exception to the rule. Right? Let's just stop and meditate on this for a second. Meaning, basically what we're saying is that even though up until this point, we've been very, very specific in terms of what malacha you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed and what malacha you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. In fact, the Gemara said on Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Daniel Bar Ketina Amar Rav, that Hilchas Moed is Kehilchas Kutim, that it's literally their akura. It's impossible to learn one halacha from the other because it's so hard to understand. Every single case has so many different nuances and so many different tsiyurim, and it's so difficult to know when something's mutter, when something's asur. But basically, what the Gemara just said was that really it's possible to fit into a certain category where everything is going to be mutter. A poil she'ina mayoichal. Okay, now we're ready. You're allowed to go ahead. And you're allowed to do anything. So the Gemara says, "Ma'aser Rav Sheshes." Rav Sheshes had a problem with this. His kash was from a Mishnah in Masechtas Pesachim. Now the context over there is the Isser Melacha on Erev Pesach. So there's a perek, a very well-known perek in Shas. It's called Perek Makim Shenagu. Perek Makim Shenagu discusses the laws of Minhagim. And the reason it's a Masechtas Pesachim is because it was very much a Pesach Diga Halacha. Or more accurately, it was very much an Erev Pesach Diga Halacha. Because there were different minhagim in Klal Yisrael with regards to doing Malacha on Erev Pesach or not doing Malacha on Erev Pesach. And just to be clear, Erev Pesach La'achar Chatzois, not allowed to do Malacha. The question of Minig was Erev Pesach before Chatzos. So some places did Malacha and some places didn't do Malacha. So the Mishnah over there says as follows, that even if you live in a place where the minig is not to do Malacha Erev Pesach far Chatzos, the Chachamim said, Sholish umni is oisim Malacha var b'psach mat Chatzos. There are three jobs that if this is what you do for a living, you're allowed to do this work Erev Pesach until Chatzos, even if you come from a place where the minig is not to do malachas. What are these three jobs? Hachayotim, are tailors, v'hasaparim, barbers, v'hakoifsim, and launderers. And the Mishnah explains, Hachayotim, the reason a chayit's allowed to do malachas, shkein hed yitayfik kedarka b'chalu shomayit, because you find a kula in tailoring. A tailor is allowed to sew kedarka in chalamayit, and being that he's allowed to do it in chalamayit, so it's a kula in the malachas, meaning not allowed to do malachas chalamayit, yet a tailor is allowed to do his thing. So if that's the case, so it makes sense that you'd be able to do it. It's a kula in the malach. Hasapar and vakoifsim. The reason barbers and launderers are allowed to do their thing, Erev Pesach Farchat, because if somebody comes from Dina Sayyam, Vayoitsim Ibesa Hasurim, or somebody's let out free Erev Pesach Farchat, Mutarim, Lesapar, Lechabes, Bechal Shamay. I'm sorry, if he's let out on Yontif, so the halach is he's allowed to be Mesapar, he's allowed to be Mechabes on Chalamay. So what's the point? The point is that being that these malachas are things you're allowed to do sometimes on Chalamay, so it's for that reason there's a kula that you're allowed to do those malachas Erev Pesach Far Chatzos. So Rav Sheshes asked the kasha. He said, "This all gadai deschar pulu sheinu mayoichal shari kam malach. It's shari. If you're going to tell me that if you have a poyel sheinu mayoichal, that malachas is allowed to do every malacha. So kam malachas nami lishteru. Then you should be able to do all malachas. To ikas schar pulu sheinu mayoichal. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that you're allowed to do a malacha Erev Pesach Far Chatzos that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, so you just broaden the spectrum of what a malach is, because a poel sheinu mayoichal is allowed to do so many malachas. So, tell me, you're telling me you're allowed to shave somebody. Why? Because what would be if somebody on Cholom Moed was Yoytzim Ibeis Asurim? We're going to see the next parak. The Elam Agalchim Moed. Allah is, he'd be able to cut us here. Oh, so you can cut your hair on Cholom Moed, you can cut your hair Erev Pesach Far Chatzos. Okay, if we're going to work with that methodology, and we're going to accept the fact that a Poyol Sheim HaYoychal is allowed to do Malacha. So Rav Sheshi said, there's a raya that a Poyol Sheim HaYoychal is different. Now, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to buy from a Moichor Sheim HaYoychal. So Rav Sheshi said, must be there's a chilek between a Moichor Sheim HaYoychal and a Poyol Sheim HaYoychal. This was Rav Sheshi's discussion. So maska for Rav Papa. Rav Papa, and the way Rashi explains the Gemara, asked on Rav Sheshi's. Meaning, Rav Sheshi's. You're telling me that from the fact that the Mishnah shtel tzu, that those three Melachos, you're allowed to do Erev Pesach before Chatzos, because you're allowed to do those three Melachos on Chol HaMoed, so therefore you want to now apply Chol HaMoed and shtel tzu to Erev Pesach so broadly and so generally, so much so that you're bringing a raya that there's no halacha that a poel she'enu mayoichal is just allowed to go ahead and do malacha chol hamoed. Because if he was allowed to do malacha chol hamoed, that would mean that you're allowed to do all these different malachas erev pesach far chatzos. So he says, elam yatif, we're going to go with your hanocha that you're making in your question. So let me ask you something else. Binyan lishteri, you should be able to build on cholam on erev pesach far chatzos. Shkein koisel agoy lo shusaram, because the halachas, if you have a wall that's bending over to a shusaram, we had this earlier in the mesachta. So you're allowed to knock it down. Ubayin kedarka, you're allowed to build it. But neasakano, you can do this on cholam. So you'll tell me you're allowed to build. That's it. Now you can even start building. Maskel Ravina. Ravina piled on. He said, I'll ask you a kasha. Elamiyata lavla. If you have a soifer lishteri, you should be able to be do safras. Shkein koisel and kedushay nashim gitim v'shoivrim, because you're allowed to write Kedushay Noshen, you're allowed to write a Get Isha, you're allowed to write a receipt. These are things you're allowed to write in Chol HaMoed. So you'll tell me, so you're allowed to write Erev Pesach Far Chatzos. Elam Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said, Moed Arba Asa Karomis. You can't broadly apply and shtel tzu Chol HaMoed to Yod Dalet Nisan Far Chatzos. Moed Mishum Tircho. Because in fact, the two halachas are completely unrelated. Moed is all about Tircho. Ubemakim Pseida, Shor Rabbanim. And when it comes to Pseida, Shor Rabbanim, that's why you find certain times that it's going to be Mutar. Arba Asa Mishum Tzarech Yantifu. As it relates to Arba Asa, it's all about Tzarech Yantif. Midi Tzarech Yantif, Shor Rabbanim. Something that's about Tzarech Yantif, the Rabbanim allowed. Midi, however, something that's not Tzarech Yantif, Leish Rabbanim, the Rabbanim didn't allow. So what's the point? And the punchline is, those three melachis that Chazal allowed you to do, they were all also tzairich yantav. So because they're also tzairich yantav, it's true. You find the kula that they're mutar on Chol HaMoed. But at the end of the day, they fit the primary criteria that they're tzairich yantav. So when it's tzairich yantav, it's going to be mutar. And that's when you can tell me there's a kula in the melacha, because you find it's something you're allowed to do Chol HaMoed. So you're right, something you're allowed to do Chol HaMoed is a kula. But at the same time, you can't just do any malacha. It has to shtim with tzairich mayit. There's three malachas that shtim with tzairich mayit. It's true, you can find me other examples of malachas that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, even without poil she'en l'mayoycha. So why don't you apply it? The teretz is because it's not tzairich mayit. At the end of the day, it has to be tzairich mayit. It's only going to be three malachas. You have no hechruch from the fact that it's three and not more to the halachas of poil she'en l'mayoycha. And as a result, you cannot ask any kashas. So what are we left with? We're left with that. Just like the Mishnah said, that if somebody is allowed to buy, the tzarech mayit is also allowed to buy if the moicher is a einloi mayoichal, the halach is also allowed to hire a poyol she'einloi mayoichal. Zok to Mishnah, ein mefanim ibayis labayis. So you're not going to move things from one house to another house. Why? Tircha. Again, it doesn't involve any malacha. But the reason you're not allowed to do it is because it involves tircha. Avol mefanahu l'chatzer. However, if you want to move something from your house to your chatzer, that's something you're allowed to do. Eimavin kelim libeis ha'umen. You're not allowed to bring kelim from an umen. So let's say you gave clothing in to a tailor, or you gave a keli to some carpenter to fix for you. So you're not allowed to bring it home on Chol HaMoed. But if you're worried that maybe something's going to happen, that you don't trust the person, you don't want him to have it anymore, mefanam l'chatzer acheres. So you can't take it all the way home. But what you should do is you should take it to a safe place. So the closest safe place to the base umen, that's where you're supposed to deposit it. So the Gemara is going to analyze the Mishnah first. The first line of the Mishnah, then the second line of the Mishnah. So what was the first line of the Mishnah? Eim mefanam ibayis labayis. You're not going to move things from one house to another house. Avam mefanahu l'chatzer. So the Gemara asks an interesting question that it's immediately going to answer the obvious answer. For amri mevin kelim, for amri reisha eim mefanam klal. So what's the kasha? Eim mefanam ibayis labayis. And then you said, mefanahu l'chatzer. How could the two halachas stem? So Rashi explains that the Gemara in the Havamina thinks that when we say you're allowed to be mefana l'chatzer, it means to a different chatzer. So the kasha is, if I can't take it from a house to a house, why should I be able to take it from a house in one chatzar to a house in another chatzar. Amar Abaye, Seifa Asan, Lebaye, Sheba chatzar. No, what it means is, you're not allowed to take it from a house to a house. So you're not allowed to take it from your chatzar to another chatzar, but you are allowed to take it from your own house to your own chatzar. That's not such a big deal. That's something you're allowed to do. The Ein Mevi and Kalim Ebeis Omen. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to take Kalim from a Beis Omen. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, Badiklan Rava. Rava once wanted to test us. So he gave us a Bechina, gave us a Faher. What was Rava's kasha? He said, our Mishnah said, Emevin Kalim Beis Omen. Now let it take Kalim from a Beis Omen for a minu. He said, I'll ask you a question from another Mishnah. And this is also a Mishnah Mesechtes Pesachim, also discussing things that you're not allowed to do Erev Pesach. Ma'lichin, Umevin Kalim Beis Omen. You're allowed to bring Kalim to a Beis Omen, and you're allowed to take Kalim from a Beis Omen. Va'afa pisha einon letzayr chamayid. Even if you don't need it, letzayr chamayid. This was the question. So Rapapa said, Rava once asked us the following question. Shmak a question. He said, it's a stira. Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to take Kalim from a Beis Omen on Cholamot. And the Mishnah in Pesachim says that you're allowed to take Kalim, also allowed to bring Kalim to a Beis Omen on Erev Pesach. And we told him as follows. Kam bar ba'asar, kam b'chayil shamayit. What's the kasha? One is talking about Erev Pesach. The other one's talking about Cholamot. Maybe it's not the same thing. Iba is saying, but we told him another teretz. Hava ha b'chayil shamayit. Maybe even there's no difference between Chol HaMoed or Erev Pesach, or even if the other Mishnah is also talking about Chol HaMoed, but Kam B'Maminoi, Kam B'Sheinu Maminoi, our Mishnah already said as well, that Im Chayish Shlem, if you don't trust the person, then you are allowed to take it. Maybe that Mishnah is talking about where you don't trust him, and as a result, it's going to be okay. V'Hatanya, and he said, not just that, I have a Braisa that supports it very, very clearly. The Braisa says as follows, Mavin Kelim Mebeisa Omen, you're allowed to take Kelim from Mebeisa Omen, Kagoin Kad Mebeisa Kad, you're allowed to take a jug from a person that fixes jugs. V'Koyse, you're allowed to take a cup Mebeisa Zagog, from a person that fixes koisos. You're not allowed to take wool from someone that dies wool, but like kalim beis ha'omen, you're not allowed to take kalim from a beis ha'omen. If the person doesn't have any food, you could, that's okay. This is what we need. You're allowed to put it in a bias that's close by. And if you're afraid that still it's going to be stolen, so you're allowed to bring it on. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? You see from this braisa that there are times if you don't trust the person that you're allowed to take it, and you even see more than that. You see, sometimes you can bring it all the way home, right? In the Mishnah, we didn't see that. The Mishnah said, "Ein mevin kelim mebeis ha'omen, im choishish mefanim lechatzah." The Mishnah over there in Pesachim said you can't even bring it home. So what's pshat in that? Teretz says you see it in the braisa. You see in the braisa that if you're afraid that it's going to be stolen, you're really ein maminoi. So there are even times that you're allowed to be home. But the Gemara says, "Taratzdo mevin." There were really two kashas. Our Mishnah said, you're not allowed to take Kalim from a Beis HaOmen. It's mashma, certainly you're not allowed to bring Kalim to a Beis HaOmen. You can't even take it home. Certainly you're not allowed to go to Katchila and start this whole geshef. You can't even undo it if you wanted to. The Mishnah Pesachim says, Mevi'in u'maylichin. The Gemara said two terutzim. One teretz was, one's talking about Cholamayin, one's talking about Erev Pesach. What does that do with the other? The other teretz the Gemara said was, is that no, maybe they're both Cholamayin. However, one is talking about where you trust them, one is talking about you don't trust them. So the Gemara says, as it relates to the second teretz, trusting or not trusting, that would explain the contradiction in Mevi'in. Meaning the Mishnah that says Mevi'in is talking about where you don't trust them. The Mishnah, our Mishnah that says Ein Mevi'in, is talking about where you do trust them. Oh, but the Gemara says, my lichon kashi, you didn't answer my lichon. Why would you ever be allowed to bring it there lekatchila? You're going to bring it there in which case? In the case that you don't trust him? That doesn't make any sense. In the case that you don't trust him, you're allowed to bring it back. Why would you be bringing it to him? So the Gemara says, Diktani Eimavim, meaning what's the kasha Meilichin? Because our Mishnah said Eimavim, Fikolshkin Shein Meilichin. And certainly you're not allowed to bring it. Elamach Fatiket, the Shani Mekar. Must be the first Teretz is the real Teretz. And what is that? Our Mishnah is talking about Cholamoid. And the Mishnah Msachim is talking about Erev Pesach. Another Mishnah. Mechapin es Akziois Bekash. You're allowed to cover figs, dried figs, with straw. Why would you think you're not allowed to do it? Apparently, it involved tercha. Stating that, you're allowed to take straw, you're allowed to cover it. Rabbi Yehuda said, af ma'avin. You're even allowed to be ma'avin. Not only mechapin, even ma'avin. The Gemara will explain what this means. Moichrei peiros, ksus v'kelim. People that sell fruit, they sell clothing, they sell kelim. Moichrim b'tzina. The halachas, they're allowed to sell, but it has to be done b'tzina. Even l'tzair chamoyed. Now, if it's not l'tzair chamoyed, they can't sell. But even when they sell, l'tzair chamoyed, it has to be done b'tzina. The reason is because we'll see it at the very end of the daf. These are things that when people used to sell, they sold sometimes in bulk. So usually if somebody buys peiros, you're not just buying peiros for a day. You're buying peiros for a week, for 2 weeks. So even when a person buys l'tzarech hamoed, it looks a little bit like he's buying l'tzarech hamoed, maybe also shaloi l'tzarech hamoed. So therefore, even though you're allowed to sell l'tzarech hamoed, I mean, shaloi l'tzarech hamoed, you can't sell. But even when you sell l'tzarech hamoed, you have to be sensitive to the fact that the optics are not so gishmak. And as a result, do it b'tzino. Hatzayodim. Trappers, v'adashoyshoys. Tomorrow's going to talk about these chevra. These were people that used to crush grains. V'hagroysoys. These were people that used to crush beans. Oysim betzina, l'tzarech hamoed, they have to do their work. Even though they're doing l'tzarech hamoed, they have to do it betzina. Again, it's for the same reason, because these are people that do usually a lot. So it's not mistaber that they're doing so little that it's only going to be l'tzarech hamoed. So even when they do it, they have to make sure that they do it betzina. Rabbi Yosi says, heim hechmiru al atzman, they were machmir on themselves. The Gemara is going to explain everything. So let's start with the first line. We have a machlokes between Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah as it relates to covering dried figs that are out in a field with straw. Tanakhama, the Chachamim say you can do it. Rabbi Huda said you could even be ma'avins. Rabbi Huda is saying a bigger chiddush. Not only mechapen, even ma'avin. So the Gemara, pligi bar Rav Chiya bar Rabbi Ravasi. There was machlokes Rav Chiya bar Rabbi Ravasi. V'travai mashmei dechiski Rabbi Yochanan. And they both said their respective opinions in the name of Chiski and Rabbi Yochanan. Who said what? We don't know. But we know what the two opinions were. Chadama once said, mechapen aklushi, that the definition of mechapen means aklushi. Kalush means shvach. So it's like a weak covering, meaning you're covering it with straw, but it's not completely covered with straw. So you have a little straw, then there's a gap, then there's a little more straw. What does ma'avin mean? Asmuchi, miloshin, thick, it's thick. It has a thick consistency. So the Chachamim are saying mechapen. Rabbi Yehuda said, af ma'avin. You could even do something a little starker. That was one opinion. The other one said, mechapin means bein aklushi bein asmuchi. No, mechapin means you could do it in any way you want. What's ma'avin? Oysa kamin kri. What you could do is you can make a little bit of a heap, you can pile it up, and then afterwards cover it. So that's a tirchi yaseira. The chamim don't allow you to do that. That's something Rabbi Yehuda allows you to do. Zakhtumar tanya nami hachi, right to that second shot. Ma'avin, what does ma'avin mean? Oysa kamin kri. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, like it's the sheet in the Mishnah. So you see, that's what ma'avin means. Ma'avin means everyone agrees you could cover it however you want. The chiddush of ma'avin means you can make a tree out of it. The Mishnah said, moichre peiros, sus v'kelim, moichrim betzina l'tzarech hamoed. These people are allowed to sell betzina l'tzarech hamoed. Then the Mishnah said, the tzayadim, the shoishis and the groisos, the trappers, the people that split grains and beans, they also are allowed to do their thing l'tzarech hamoed, but again, it has to be betzina. Rabbi Yossi commented, he said, hey, machmiru al atzman. This was their chumra. So the Gemara says, ibayilu, another ibaya. When Rabbi Yossi said, hey, machmiru al atzman, Pasha, what did he mean? The Gemara has two tzadim. One side, Rabbi Yossi is being machmer, and on the other side, Rabbi Yosef is being very mekel. Meaning, hey, mechmiru alatzma, do we have the avdi klal? Is he coming to say a chumrah? The Tanakhama said, you could do malach l'tzarech hamoed, right? But there's certain things you have to be sensitive. Do a pitzina. Because even though you're doing it l'tzarech hamoed, it doesn't look so much like you're doing it l'tzarech hamoed. So he said, you want to sell peiros, ksus, and kelim? You could do it l'tzarech hamoed, but still a hate. Tzayodim, the shoishes and groises, you could do l'tzarech hamoed. Abduit shtilahe. Rabbi Yossi said, Heim hechmiru al atzman. Did he mean to say Heim hechmiru al atzman that don't even do it pitzina? Or you do not? No. To have a avdi pitzina. What Rabbi Yossi meant to say was that Tanakama, you're misrepresenting the facts. You're selling it as if this is a real halacha. It's not a real halacha. It's a chumra ba'alma. This is something that Heim hechmiru al atzman. Ikra, then you're allowed to sell these things befarasya just like you do any halacha l'tzar chamay befarasya. What is it? It's true. When you're reporting this idea of tzina, there is such a concept. But you have to say what it is. It's a chumra ba'alma, nafkamina. You ask a Rav Shaila, he has to be a shaykel with the fifth of Shulchan Aruch. Is it a chumra? Is it a din? Hey, machmir al atzman. So if that's the case, he's saying a cool. Since Rabbi Yosef being machmir above and beyond, I mean, he agrees with everything Tanakhama said. But he said, hey, machmir al atzman, don't even sell a betzina. Or don't even do this work betzina. Or he's being meiko. You're sfakoifing as if this is a regular halacha. No, all it is hey, machmir ba'atzman. So the Gemara says, Toshma from a braisa, right? Whenever there's any bayah in the Mishnah, what's the first move? You run to a braisa. So we have a braisa that's a lot wordier than the Mishnah that's going to help us out. Moichri peiros ksus v'kelim. That's the case of the Mishnah. Moichrim betzina l'tzarech hamoed. Verbatim. Rabbi Yossi Oimer. What Rabbi Yossi say? Tagri Tveria, the merchants of Tveria, hey mechmir al atzman, shaloi yiyu moichrim kalikr. Black and white. The braisa continues. Tzadei chayos v'oifos v'dog. People that used to trap chayos, oifos, and dog. Tzadim betzina l'tzarech hamoed. Like the Tanakhama said, tzayodim. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, tzadei akko. The people that used to trap
fish in Akko, hemechmir alatzman, shaliyu tzadim kol iker, deshushi. These were the shoyshoys that were mentioned in the Mishnah, the people that used to cut grains. Chilka, targus, vetisni, we'll see what these things are in a second. Toishish and betzina, they are allowed to do their things, but they have to do a betzina. Lutzar chamayin, only lutzar chamayin. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, deshushi tzipayri, hemechmir alatzman, shaliyu daishin kol iker, it's gavaldik. So the Mishnah mentioned moichre, the braisa, mentioned moichre, peiros, ksus vekelim. The Brisa mentioned Sayadim the Shoyshois. The only thing it didn't mention were the Groysois, but Tein Lo Chacham VeYech Gemoid. And it's mentioned the Shita of the Chachamim. You could do it Tzarchamoid, but it has to be done Betzina. Rabbi Yossi argues, he says, Hey Mechmir Alatzman, and it's clear what Rabbi Yossi meant. What he mean? He meant L'chumra, that you're not allowed to do it any, at all. Another thing the Brisa said was, he even mentioned who these people were. Heim is an improper pronoun. They were Machmir. Who's they? It was the Meichre. Peiros, Ksus, and Kalim in Tveria. It was the trappers that lived in Akko. It was the grain hackers that lived in Tzipori, Zokta Gemara. So we just mentioned these grains, grits. Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, Chilka. What's Chilka? Right, we just mentioned Chilka, Targus, and Tisni. So what are these things? So Abaya gets involved in a lot of these technical things, very often in the name of his mother. But Abaya gets involved in a lot of these things. So Abaya says, I'll tell you what it is. Chilka is Chadul Atarti. It's cutting one into two. Maybe it's because Abaya said earlier in the Masechta that it's Surba Mirabana, and he has to know everything that's going on. Right, he's supposed to know which trees are like this and which trees are like that. It's Surba Mirabana, and he was Tevei very, very much. Maybe that's why Abaya is often saying these halachas. He's talking to his chevra, to his yeshiva bachrim, to his yungalite, to his Surba Mirabana. So Abaya said, Chilka, you have to cut one into two. Targus is when you cut it, chadol atlas, one into three. Tisni is when it's chadol arba. Yes, Rav Dimi Yomar, where Rav Dimi came, he said, I heard in Eretz Yisrael, they have a different definition for the word chilka. They refer to chilka as kunta. So what exactly is kunta? Kunta is a certain type of grain. Rashi says it's a kusmis, sheloisis and oisam. It's what's known as spelt. So really we have a machloikis machilkis. Either chilka is a grain that was cut into two, or it's a certain type of grain. Which means it's spelt. Meisavei, Freit Gemara, I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah in Seder Tyrus, a Mishnah Mesechtes Machshirin. It's Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah over there says Chilka Targus Vetisni Tamei Mechal Makan. If they come in contact with a sheretz, they're automatically tame. You know what that implies? That implies that they're Muchshel Lekabel Tomei. Because we know food only becomes tame if it's first Muchshel Lekabel Tomei. Where is that discussed in Mesechtes Machshirin? That's why it's called Machshirin. Miloshem Bim Machshel Lekabel Tomei. So what we're saying is that these foods are considered to be Muchshel Lekabel Tomei. How does food become Muchshel Lekabel Tomei? When it's wet. So we're suggesting that these things, they're nas, right? Somehow they have a lechos. So the Gemara says like this: Bishleim Lamadam Chadul Tarti Lekasul Arba. Bishleim Kutamadam that says the what is Chilka? It's when you cut these grains. Mishum Hachit Mei Mecham Makayim. I understand why they're always roy lekabel tuma. This kasher because before they used to cut them, they used to soak them. So it's mistaber that Allah El Lamadam Kunta. But if it's spelled, it's just a certain type of grain. Amait Mei Mecham Makayim. Other grains are not Mei Mecham Makayim. So why would this one be Tamei Mecham Makayim? Allah is kasher. What made it Muchshel Lekabel Tuma? So the Gemara says, "Kegoyin de mekalfon." No, because chilka wasn't just spelt, but it was spelt that was peeled. The lav de shar lubemaya, which means inevitably it was soaked in water. Because had it not been soaked in water, you have a mekalfa, you wouldn't have been able to peel it properly. But my call the chilka. Why is it called chilka? The shakel chalkayu. Rashi kaloymer. Right. What does shakel chalkayu mean? It means you. It sounds like it means you take away its smoothness. That's why we need a kaloymer here. It's just the opposite. Kishenoyta la klippa. When you remove the klippa, Havi Chalak, it becomes Chalak. So the Shakal, you took away the thing that got in the way of Chalkayu, and now it's going to be smooth. Meisvei, afraid I'll ask you another kasha. If someone makes a net, he's not going to have enough from grain. Aser, after Pula Mitzri, you can't eat grains. The Chameshas mean a dagon. You can't even eat Pula Mitzri. Yavesh, but only if it's dry. Umutu Balach, but you're allowed to eat it if it's moist. Umutu Ba'eres, you're allowed to eat orez, that's rice, bechilka, vetargiz, vetisni. These things you're allowed to eat. So the Gemara asks Moyerdik, Bishleim lamadam chadul tarti, vichadul tas, vichadul arba. Bishleim kudamadam that says that these are grits, shaper. I understand why you're allowed to eat this. Then ofkulum etayriz dogan, because it's not classic dogan anymore. You just chopped it up. El lamadam kunta. But according to the madam that says that it's kunta, dogan ma'al yuhu, it's just another type of grain. It's spelt as a grain. So luchura, why would it be different than hilchas nadarim? And the Gemara says, kasha, one last Rafuna sharulu lahanu krufaisa. Rafuna allowed the krufaisa. So what's krufaisa? Rashi moichre b'sam. These were people that sold spices. Lemezel lezvune kiur chayu b'shuka. He allowed them to sell their things on cholamay. Lutzayr chamay. and they didn't have to do a betzina. Sell it in the shuk, go in the shuk and sell it. It's for Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana asked the kasha. He asked from a toisefta here in the second paragraph of Masechtas Maichot. The toisefta says chanus psucha l'stav. If you have a store and it opens up to a stav, an area where there are benches, so this area is blocked off from the Rishus HaRavim. That's the significance. When you're allowed to do business on Chol HaMoed, you can open and close Kedark. Psucha l'Rishus HaRavim. If you open up to Rishus HaRavim, Poiseach achas v'noil achas. You can't have both doors open. You have to do a shinoi. Let people realize that it's Chol HaMoed today. So you want one, if you have two doors, one is open, the other one is locked. The Erev Yontav Achim Shal Chag. However, Erev Shmini Atzeres, Erev the last day Sukkos, Moitzi, you're allowed to take out all the stuff. U'ma'ater Eshukia Ir B'Peiris. And you're allowed to beautify the city with Peiris, Bishvul Kovid Yontav Achim. Because even though it's Chol HaMoed, but it's also Erev Yontav. So what was Rav Kana's kasha? He asked the kasha to Ravuna. He said, "If they covered Yontav Achronin, Shloim if they covered Yontav Loi." It sounds like ordinarily you're not allowed to just sell Kur Chayu. So you have to be sensitive to how you sell it. So he said, "Ravuna, you're told these besomim sellers go sell Gedarka. You sell in the regular way. L'chayra, why is it different than Paris? Only Erev Shmini Atzeres you're allowed to do it. K'day la'ater." Shuke, Yerushalayim, the Paris, when they covered Yontav Achron. But otherwise, it's not really okay. So he told him back, like, Kasha, what's the Tzushtel? Habiperi, Habitavlin, Paris and Tavlin are different. And what's the different? The Mishnah. Paris were more sensitive to. You know why? Because people used to not buy Paris for a short period of time. So ordinarily, when people bought Paris, they were buying it for an extended period of time. And being that they were buying it for an extended period of time, so you had to be more sensitive. As opposed to Tavlin, people would buy it for a short period of time. Being that people bought Tavlin for a short period of time, over here, you don't have to be sensitive. And for that reason, Rafuna Paskin, you could do it how you want. And on that note, we finish really the second parak with the first chapter of Masechtas Maikotin, Hadron Alach, Misha Hafach.